Nuclear power suddenly seems back in fashion. The strange domes shielding the reactors look set to become more common. I was allowed inside the most modern of Britain's nuclear power stations at Sizewell in Suffolk. This is where one or maybe two new reactors may be built. So why now? Well, fears about who controls our fuel supplies is one reason. Russia once turned off the gas. And in a battle to cut greenhouse gases, nuclear energy comes out pretty green. So one big question, is it safe? The meltdown at Chernobyl in Ukraine happened more than 20 years ago, but this image is still unnerving. Now the nuclear industry says the latest designs for reactors have never been so safe.
We want to go for off-the-shelf reactors, ones that have been tried and tested around the world, and ones that have addressed the latest concerns that people have.
So what's the cost of nuclear power? Well, the government says by comparison, generating power from coal costs roughly £30 per megawatt hour. That's enough to keep 500 kettles going. Gas, they say, is pricier, though, as we know, it can vary. Nuclear is a bit more, if you include the cost of waste. And offshore wind is the most expensive of all as a new technology. So what about that nuclear waste and its aftermath? Sizewell B, behind me, is producing electricity hour by hour, but just next door, there's Sizewell A, out of action for a year now. A process of cooling down is underway that'll last decades. There are still 400 people working there. It's producing no power, but it's still costing money.
If you read the small print of today's announcement, it's there in black and white. It says, if a company builds a reactor but then can't afford to deal with the nuclear waste, the government will step in like it's done time and time again for the nuclear industry and pick up the bill.
Across the channel in Normandy, a huge nuclear power station is under construction without argument. The government's hoping the same can happen here. David Shookman, BBC News at Sizewell.